there's Martha Johnson at the General Services Administration. She was expected by some to be confirmed, and she wasn't right before they went on recess. Congressman John McHugh, who was nominated to be the Secretary of the Army, was not confirmed, and Cass Sunstein, who's nominated to be the head of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs at OMB, is also one a lot of people have been watching who wasn't confirmed, among others.
And so what is behind these high-profile non-confirmations?
Well, there's a couple things. I think in each case, it may be an objection by an individual senator that has to do with something related to the policy of the agency or the nominee themselves. So, for an example, in Martha Johnson's case, it might not be an objection to her, but something, a senator who wants some leverage over GSA regarding a particular policy that they have. It may have to do with some contracting policy or travel policy or something along those lines. And secondly, I think generally there's just been a lot of holds this year. Democrats have been complaining. Majority Leader Harry Reid has been complaining all year about holds on nominees. So there's a complaint that Republicans are holding up nominees just to kind of slow down the works. They deny that. But so there's that kind of that general resistance as well as specific objections.
Talk to us about the behind-the-scenes wrangling that goes on. You alluded to the fact that there may be something that another senator wants that they're not getting or some issue with the agency that they want resolved. So is there a lot of horse trading like this when it comes to nominations?
I don't know if I'd call it horse trading. What there is there's a lot of senators asserting their prerogative. They can, because nominations or confirmations, most of them go by unanimous consent. The Senate works by unanimous consent. And they're never going to have time to have votes on all these people, so they do them by unanimous consent. They can do scores of them at a time that way. Any one senator can object and hold up a nomination indefinitely once it reaches the Senate floor. Particularly for Republican senators right now who don't have a great deal of power, it's a way to get their message across to agencies or to other senators on certain issues to just give them some leverage to negotiate with other senators or with agencies when they dislike a policy, because once that nominee's in, then they're not going to have that leverage. So that happens all the time. They don't have to tell anyone about it, but typically they are telling the agency and they are telling the minority or majority leader of their party, because they're not going to get what they want if they don't announce themselves to at least that person.
We're talking with Dan Friedman, Senate leadership reporter for Congress Daily. In the case of someone like Cass Sunstein for the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs at OMB, I think the issue there from some farm senators was that many years ago, in part of his, he argued for the legal rights, of animals to be able to sue or people to create lawsuits on behalf of animals. And so he did that. And if he were to get up and say, well, I renounce that, is that what they're looking for? I mean, he can't undo something that he might have said 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder what he thinks of that. It's not one of his more prominent writings. He's very well known for writings on risk management and cost-benefit analysis, which is very relevant to what he's doing. The animal thing is not as relevant, but he did write, I think, at least in one paper and said in a couple places that he thought maybe animals should be able to be represented by lawyers who could then sue the plaintiffs if they're mistreated. He met with Senator Saxby Chambliss, he met with Senator John Cornyn, both of whom at one time had holds on him over that issue and then lifted the holds. He also met with some trade associations representing farmers prior to meeting with Chambliss, and that got those holds lifted, but now there's apparently another hold. There's kind of this dual issue here. There's that, and then you have people privately asserting, Democratic aides privately assert, that maybe it's not really about animal rights issues, but they want to slow him up because he's very prominent and he's been mentioned as a potential Supreme Court nominee, and there does seem to be this rotating hold. So there's perhaps a couple reasons for that.
And do we know anything more about Martha Johnson's hold, anything in particular that they're looking for from GSA?
I'm not sure. They haven't told me. Democratic aides have thrown out a couple names who they think might have put a hold on it. One aide said that they were told that Senator David Vitter from Louisiana had put the hold on, but that is not something his office confirmed. I asked him about it, and he said he had to check back with his office, and other senators have previously been reported to have held up her nomination. So it gets very murky. But I think probably it will ultimately be resolved, but it hasn't been yet, and they're going to have to wait till after the recess. It should be noted that Johnson, I believe, and Sunstein as well, and a lot of these other people are already at work. They haven't been confirmed, but they're able to work indefinitely in their role.
But they're not as effective unless they get the official nomination. It's hard for them to really, you know, start new policies or push things through. You know, they kind of have to work behind the scenes.
Right. Sunstein in particular is supposed to be in charge of a overhaul of the federal regulatory process, and it's been reported that he hasn't been able to do that because he hasn't been confirmed yet. So that project is on hold until he's confirmed.
And can the president put a recess appointment in for him right now?
He could. If he wanted to, he could recess Sunstein. He could recess in a bunch of other people. Republicans were worried that he was going to give a recess appointment to Don Johnson, who's nominated to be the head of the Office of Legal Counsel in the Justice Department, but he hasn't done that yet. Democrats are very hesitant. Democrats in the Senate, I don't think, want him to do that, and I'm not sure the White House does, because they kicked up a great fuss when President Bush gave recess appointments, and they would immediately be accused of hypocrisy. In any one of these cases, if they have to, what the Majority Leader Harry Reid can do is he can file cloture, and then he can just force a vote. And he's done that with Sunstein. He did that right before they left. So they will have a vote probably sometime in the fall, and he will probably be confirmed. It probably won't come to that with Johnson, but if he has to, he can do that as well. So that's an easier way that they won't have to deal with these charges that they're contradicting their previous statements.
And so, Dan, how many are there nominees? Are there still waiting for confirmation? Are there still quite a big number?
Yeah, every day there's more. I actually don't have a figure in front of me, but there's more than 100. That's not open post. There's more open post than that, but that's people who have been confirmed by Senate. I don't think it's more than 100 now, but there's people who have been confirmed by Senate committees. And, you know, every day, or not now, but in prior weeks, you know, every few days, the Senate committee, Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, or the Senate Judiciary Committee would approve nominees, and then they haven't been approved by the full Senate. Particularly the Judiciary Committee had between May 12th, I believe, and Sotomayor's confirmation last week, they had 20-odd nominees who hadn't gotten confirmation. 10 of them or so did get confirmed just before the Senate left.
I guess Senator Jim Webb can stand down now for the August recess. Wasn't it Senator Webb who was convening the Senate so that the Bush administration couldn't confirm or, you know, do recess, confirmations?
Yeah,
the 30-second sessions.
Yeah.
So far, the White House hasn't been inclined to use their power again, to do recess appointments. Don Johnson would be the one, because on other nominees, they can probably win a cloture vote. It's unclear on Johnson if they can get 60 votes for her at this time, so that she's the one whose nomination is in significant trouble. The other ones are slowed down. Individual senators can slow them down, but unless all 40 Republicans are opposed, or, you know, some combination of Democrats and Republicans, they can't stop them ultimately if the majority leader chooses to have a cloture vote.